Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I am David W. Rasmussen, James H. Kopinski Professor of Economics, and this week's Aging Today question is, why are older workers the fastest growing part of the U.S. labor force? Times are changing, and with them our work lives. In 1950, more than a quarter of citizens 65 and older worked for pay, a proportion that dipped to 12% by 1990, but has since rebounded to nearly 20%. Not only are more older workers employed, but more of them are working full-time. Nearly two-thirds of employed older Americans work at least 35 hours a week. Part of the explanation lies in the fact that today's older Americans are, on average, healthier and better educated than previous generations were. These factors make the extension of working years more of a possibility and desirable for some older adults. However, for others, continued employment reflects economic need. Stagnant wages and the decline of pensions, combined with longer lives and rising health care costs, have made it harder for many to leave the paid labor force.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.